Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What does rock and roll have to do with you and your business? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to take you back in time. I want you to go back to the 1970s with me, to an era where rock and roll was king. You may have a different opinion, but I believe that some of the greatest songs of all time come from the 1970s rock and roll era. Songs like Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, Hotel California by the Eagles, Imagine by John Lennon, and What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. I often think back to my days in college when my roommate, Thermos, yes, that was his well-deserved nickname, would play the air guitar using our tabletop phone to the long version of Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. He would jam for over 10 minutes with the stereo turned up so loud that everyone on our fraternity could sing along. Rock and roll was alive and well back in the day. But my question for you this week was, what does rock and roll have to do with you and your business today? I'm sure you're asking me that same question about now. Truth be told, it's an idea that I borrowed, or perhaps better yet, stole from a friend of mine, Steve Farrar. Steve was a very well-known men's ministry pastor. Steve was one of my spiritual heroes, and every Wednesday evening I would join 500 to 600 men who would study under Steve's teaching at our local church. He was a prolific reader and a best-selling author. One of his most well-known books is titled Point Man, a must-read for any young man who wants to understand his role in the family. Sadly, Steve passed away a couple of years ago. I was heartbroken when I heard the news, and I still miss him to this day. But Steve's legacy lives on. Even today, my grown son and I are reading Point Man together, chapter by chapter. Each Thursday morning, we hop on a quick phone call to discuss the chapter we just read, sharing lessons learned, discussing our insights, and challenging each other to be better men of faith. Last week, the chapter we were reading was titled Rock and Roll. And the more I read the chapter, the more I thought about the role of a business owner as well as the role of a faith-based father. It was so compelling that I added it to the list of topics I wanted to cover on this podcast. So today, I want to explain how rock and roll applies to you and your business. I hope you're still with me because this is very important. Let's start with the rock. As a business owners, one of the most important things you can do is be a rock for your team. So what does it look like to be a rock for your team? Well, a rock has several properties. Let's consider just a few of them. A rock is immovable when it comes to the standards and expectations that you set for your business. As the business owner, you must declare what performance standards and behavioral expectations those on your team must bring to the workplace every day. These standards and behaviors should be what you know your customers need and should expect to get the results they want from doing business with you. Far too often, business owners are soft or squishy when it comes to their standards and expectations. They accommodate way too much and give in way too easily, rather than holding the line and requiring their team to show up to do great work every day. As a rock, you need to be solid and firm, not soft and squishy. A rock is resilient and can weather any storm. Whether there are financial struggles in the business or process breakdowns that frustrate your customers, as the business owners, you must show up with a positive attitude each and every day. Far too many business owners express their frustration or just get downright mad at their team when things aren't going well. But let's face it, sometimes things do go wrong in the business. But as the business owner, you must be strong, steady, and positive to work through whatever the struggle is. If your team senses you wavering or doubting, they'll look for another place where there's more security. As the rock, you provide the security by being resilient. A rock provides a solid foundation. As the business owner, you must be that solid foundation for your team members. You need to spend time getting to know them, recognizing their strengths, helping them shore up their weaknesses, and letting them know that they're valued as a part of your team. It's not enough just to hire someone and give them a paycheck. You need to be present for your team when they need you. This doesn't mean that you don't require them to take ownership of their assigned position, nor does it mean that you look the other way if they screw up. Unfortunately, many people today don't have a father or mother they can rely on. So when they come to work for you, they look to you to be that rock for them. Be it, do it, and your team members will show their gratitude and appreciation by working very hard for your success. So be a rock for your business. Be immovable, resilient, and provide a solid foundation. People love working for owners who demonstrate these characteristics. Now, what about role? What does it mean to be a role in your business? Well, role is simply short for role model. And the definition of a role model is a person looked to by others as an example to be imitated. Let me say that again. A role model is a person looked to by others as an example to be imitated. If ever there was a description of what the ideal business owner was, this is it. Be someone who others, meaning everyone on your team, looks to as an example to be imitated. So what exactly should they look to imitate? Well, here are a few thoughts to consider. Number one, your attitude. I think this is perhaps the most important among many. If you showed up every day with a positive, unwavering attitude, your team would imitate you and soon be on fire with enthusiasm. Don't believe me? Give it a try for just a couple of weeks, and you'll soon notice that the attitude of everyone on your team, even the most negative ones, will begin to mirror your positivity. And as an extra bonus, your customers will soon take notice and begin mentioning it to you. Here's another, your effort. I know that many business owners feel like they're the hardest working person in their business, and in many cases, that's the case. But what I also see is that when the business owner works hard at their job responsibilities, others will work hard at their job responsibilities. Where it often goes wrong is this: when the business owner works hard at other people's job responsibilities. Your assignment here is not to step in and do the job that you've hired someone else to do. It's to show up on time, do deep focused work, complete your assignments on time, and demonstrate what solid effort looks like to others on your team. Do this, and your team will step up and do the same. Here's another, your financial mastery. If you expect those on your team to care about the financials of the business, then you need to demonstrate to them that you have a firm handle on the financials of your business yourself. If you don't understand your financials well, then get someone to help or coach you on it so you can begin to share your financial mastery with your team members. Let's face it, many of the people you hire don't handle their personal finances well. So why would you expect them to know or understand anything about your business financials? But they can be trained, they can be taught, and they can be influenced. And that's part of your role model assignment, to show them what it means to be financially sound and aware. This will not only benefit your business, but each individual who you influence will improve their own personal financial knowledge and awareness, and their families will benefit greatly from your role modeling in this area. And one last area, your leadership. Everyone on your team is looking for a leader they can admire, trust, respect, and follow. Why should that not be you? Rather than them reading a book and following someone else, like Jack Welch or Bill Gates or Elon Musk or any number of accomplished business leaders, why shouldn't they get their leadership lessons from the person who owns their business? I have always felt that I owe much of my success in business to the leaders and mentors that I personally watched, observed, witnessed, and learned from. In my case, it was Chuck Nielsen at Texas Instruments and Gary Christensen at Pella Corporation. These two men had a huge impact on my leadership style and my approach to motivating a team to accomplish a big goal. Sure, I've read a lot of great books, but they don't come close to the kind of influence these two men had on my business career. What if you had the same impact on the folks on your team? Be their role model in the area of leadership and watch how closely they follow and emulate you. So roll for your team, your attitude, your effort, your financial mastery, and your leadership. So there you have it, rock and roll. You'll make a lasting impression on those who work for you, just as the rock and roll legends of the 70s had on me, and probably on you as well. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. How you show up every day will have a huge impact on the success of your business. Being the rock that everyone can depend on and being the role model that everyone is seeking will transform the attitude and mindset of even the most challenging individuals. I'd be glad to help you find the best ways to bring rock and roll to life in your business. And just like you did with the rock and roll songs you love, send a link to this podcast episode to your fellow business owners. I'm sure they'd appreciate going back in time and thinking about their favorite rock and roll bands, and I'm sure they'll pick up a tip or two about how they can apply rock and roll to their business too. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss your marketing plan on a page. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.